Parshas Vayakel Tov Shinayin Dalet Beit HaKnesset Beis Tefillah. Vayakel Moshe Es Kol Hadas Bnei Yisrael Vayomer Aleihem Sheshis Yomim Tatsa Melacha. So we start off Parshas Vayakel with the commandment to keep Shabbos. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Reish Tzadik Sikot Vav, the Mishnah Brura himself quotes the Yalkut Shimoni over here, right on the spot in Parshas Vayakel. What does the Mishnah Brura want with Parshas Vayakel? Collecting the Mishkan, what's he doing? Well, says the Yalkut is the following. Since the beginning of the Torah till here, never does a parasha start with the word Vayakel. This is the only time a parasha starts with Vayakel. Gather together. What's the reason, says the Medrash? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make gatherings and teach them Hilchos Shabbos. They should learn. Therefore, says the Mishnah Brura, Shabbos is a time to learn Torah. Vayakel, gather them together on Shabbos, because that's the time to learn. Because during the week people are busy, therefore Shabbos, people have time to learn. The Bala Turim on Torah, on the spot, on the Pasuk, Gimel and Dalet, we finish with the word Shabbos and we start by Yoimer. We take the first letters and the last letters of Ha Shabbos, Hey Tov, and Vayomer, Vav Reish, we get to Torah. Ha Shabbos and Vayomer is Torah, because Shabbos is a time for Torah, because the person is available to come to the Beis Medrash. Well, there's actually a stir about this. Beis Yosef in Reish Peiches brings down a stir in Yerushalmi. Rabbi Chagai says, what is Shabbos given for? La'achila v'leshtia. Eating and drinking, that's what Shabbos is for. Oynik Shabbos. And Rav Brachia says, Lo nitnu elo la'asik ben bedivrei Torah. Shabbos is given to learn. Stira. One opinion says it's there to eat. We're there to eat. Have a good time. The other opinion says, we're there to learn Torah. What's the resolution? Says the Beis Yosef brings the Tanchuma, who answers that it depends. For the Poyalim, the workers who have been busy during the week, busy working on Shabbos, they need to learn. But for the Talmidei Chachamim who learn during the week, on Shabbos they should be Misanik. Now this is passed in the Ramah. The Ramah in Siman Reish Tzadik brings down Reish Tzadik Upoyalim Ubali Batim She'inam Oiskim Batoyer Kol Yemei Shavua. People not learning during the week, Yasku Yoiser Batoyer B'Shabbos Mitalmidei Chachamim Oiskim Batoyer Kol Shavua. They should be learning more than Talmidei Chachamim. V'Talmidei Chachamim Yimashku Yoiser B'Oinig V'Achila V'Shtiyak Tzas. They should be having more Oinig, because Shei Misangim B'Limud On Kol Yemei Shavua. Since they're learning during the week, therefore Shabbos is their turn to tuck in. That's the Ramah in Siman Reish Tzadik. Check me out. Now what does that mean? So let's see. So does it mean that the Talmidei Chachamim have an unlimited tuck in as much as you can? What does all this mean? So we find in a few places we see
This is a limited heter.
The Ramah in Siman Shin Zayin says, Shin Zayin Sif Aleph, people who enjoy speaking out the news, that I discuss in the news, bin Adam shesipu shmuois v'dviv divrei chidushim oineg lahem. People I discuss in the news. Okay, I'm not talking about Rechidus Lashon and Hara, obviously that's not, but you want to say there's a new invention, there's been a crisis, there's been a big storm, snowstorm. Do you want to speak out the news? So mutar l'sapra m'shabbos moi b'chol. It's oineg Shabbos. So you can say, why not sit? You can speak out the news. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but be careful not to be nimshach. Don't spend time on this. Because even oineg Shabbos gomor, like achila v'shtia, even that, we're told that people working during the week, you can't spend time. Because the ikar is the Torah. Shabbos nitan ikar divrei Torah. So you can't spend your time speaking out the news all day. And he says, even a Tamidei Chachomim, maybe for them, the Oinek, maybe they can speak out the news the whole day. Even for them, they also shouldn't be Ma'ab Yosemidai, because of Bittul Torah. We see it's a limited heter. The Ramah in, also Reish Tzadik, Sif Aleph. People who are accustomed to sleep in the afternoon, have a midday snooze. You can't give up your Shabbos shlof, your shlof, because that's the oinig. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but don't be marbi yosemidai, because you can't build Torah. Even Tamidei Chachomim, who they're allowed to be anig, but means just a bit more than everyone else. Doesn't mean that you spend hours in bed. So we see it's a limited heter. Now I found a very, very strong shlo. Says the shlo as following. People who eat, who tuck in, and eat lots of food, and then they fall asleep, because they ate so much, they're not ma'anig the Shabbos, they're ma'anig themselves to Shabbos. What they're doing, they're not doing oinig Shabbos. They're doing oinig themselves through Shabbos. This is not called menucha. People eat a lot. It's not called menucha. This is ibud hamachol vaguf v'gam nefesh. You're just wasting your food. You're wasting the food, wasting your body, because you won't be up to learn. Therefore, what's the solution? Says the shlo. Elo. Eat the machel toifa yofa. Have good food, tasty food. That's kali ikul, that's easy to digest. Ma'at hakamus, v'rava echus. Small quantity, high quality. Have good food. But, small quantity. You need to sleep a bit. But don't be in a situation, eat so much and you fall asleep. You can't use your time for your Torah. He brings the Avu Adram. The Avu Adram explains, why do we have Shalashudas? What for? Says Avu Adram, Aderech HaNigle. Because the reason is, if we wouldn't have Shalashudas, then people would panic on the first Suda. It's my only Suda. They would eat like Meshugoyim. They would panic. Therefore, Chazal, calm down. There's another Suda coming. Relax. And therefore, people won't need to overeat during the first Suda. That's how Vuadram explains why we have Shalashudas. It's just to calm you down. The first Suda, Suda's breaker, shouldn't eat too much. Because if you know there's more coming, you can eat Bemidah Hanachayna. Okay, so we learned from all this that definitely Shabbos is a time for learning. We need to have oinig Shabbos. Speak out the news if it's important to you. Have your Shnas Torayim. Be me'anig Shabbos. But don't forget that the Ikar, or for everyone, it's a very important factor, is Torah studies. And it means not to overeat. Eat well, but don't overeat. That's the shlo. If you don't believe me, which I wouldn't believe me, I'll go and check it out myself. So it's this shlo you can find in Maseches Shabbos, Perek Ner Mitzvah, Ois Lamed Vav. That's the shlo. So eat good, enjoy your eating, but just don't overdo it. So you won't just collapse after the meal and then you're finished, you're out. You have the rest of Shabbos. Okay. More about Shabbos. Pasuk Beis. Sheishes yomim tei ose melocha uvayayim ashvi yelechem koitesh. Shabbos Shabbos in Hashem. Sheishes yomim tei ose melocha, and then yoyim ashvi yelechem koitesh Shabbos Shabbos in Hashem. Few questions. Question one, number one. First, why is this parasha coming right just before Melechas HaMishkan? We know answers, you know, not to Michal Shabbos, but Mishkan. But still interesting. Why is it coming right here? Question number two. What does it mean, Te'ase Melocha? Melocha will be done. Ta'ase Melocha. A person does Melocha. Te'ase means it was done. Gets done. It doesn't get done by itself. You do Melocha. Right? I'm sure you will drive your car. Your car doesn't get driven. You have to drive the car. It doesn't go by itself. Right? And third of all, why is the Torah telling us about the Sheishes Yomim? We need to keep Shabbos. Now, the 6 days of the week, work it out what you need to do. The Torah has to tell me to ask the Melacha. Shabbos you must keep. You know, you understand yourself that it means during the week you can work. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He has a Sefer HaTorah. There's a message over here. If a person believes that he's active, he creates, then on Shabbos he feels he's losing out. I do so much in the week. I make so much money. Ah, my hands are tied. Oh, well, I'm waiting for Shabbos to be out so I can go back. Do what I need to do. You feel suppressed. That he won't be able to keep Shabbos. But a person who understands, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the success I have is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just do the shtadlus. I just press the right buttons. It's all the bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when it comes to Shabbos, I'm not losing out. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the week as it is on Shabbos. So then he can relax on Shabbos. Then he can have a Shabbos Shabbos. So if you understand, Sheishes Yomim Te'ase Melacha, if you have the right mind frame, that the melacha gets done during the week, I do ishtadlus. But it's not really me. It's Te'ase, it gets done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, then, and then you have a very fruitful Shabbos. Because you recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you don't feel you're losing out. And this is the introduction to the Melechas HaMishkan, to giving. If you feel your money is yours, then I'm losing. Well, I'm going to have to give away my money to the Mishkan, I'm losing. That's not the way. If you recognize it from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then you give wholeheartedly, because you understand, so you're not losing out. That's the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch explains. So therefore, to appreciate that, to have benefit from the Shabbos, we have to have the right mind frame. It's Te'ase, Melocha gets done. Therefore, we enter Shabbos knowing that we're not losing out, Chas V'Shalom, by keeping Shabbos. Last week we spoke about Chacham Lev. What does that mean, Chacham Lev? We discussed various explanations. What's the Chochmah in the Lev? I wanted to add something. Right. it says that the Chacham Lev, they the ones. Kol Chacham Lev b'chem. Yevov Yasus is Kol Hashetziva Hashem. What does that mean, Chacham Lev? The Mishnah says in Ovis, in Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph, Ben Zoyme Oimer, Eizu Chacham Haloimet Mikol Adam. A person who learns from every person, he is the Chacham. There's a beautiful Rabbeinu Yonah on the spot, on the Mishnayos. He says, Kol Hayodea, Hayodea, Kol HaChochmais. A person who knows lots of Chochma, but he doesn't love the Chochma, he's not a Chochem, he's a Tipesh. If you know Chochma and you don't love it, you're not a Chochem. But a person, Ha'oyev Oysa, Umisav Eleo, a person who loves the Chochma, desires the Chochma, Afapish Eini Odea Klum, he's an ignoramus, Harei Zenikra Chochem. Why? He's an ignoramus. Why is he a Chochem? What do you say? And therefore, but how does that make him to Chochem? Because he'll get there. A person who desires Chochma, he'll get to the Chochma. Therefore he's called a Chochma. But a person who doesn't love the Chochma, he's not a Chochma. And that's why he says, Eizu Chochma haloimed mikol adam. I should learn from him? Who's that guy? He's a nobody. I'm going to learn from him? Yes. Because if you love the Chochma, if you ask him, you ask him, kol adam, then he shows you love the Chochma. Therefore you're a Chochma. So this is an idea for the Chacham Lev. Chacham Lev is a person who loves the Chochma. Therefore you could have two people, maybe a person who's been learning for many years, but he doesn't love what he's doing. And a person who didn't have the opportunity. Could be that the second person is a Chochem, because he loves the Chochma. So that's what we learn from the Chacham Lev. By a vow, Pasuk Chav Beis, Perek Lamedei, Pasuk Chav Beis. By a vow, Ha'anoshim al Anoshim, Kol Nediv Lev, Heviu Chochva Nezem, Betabas, Vekumaz, Kol Glizov. So we have all these donations, rings, and Nezem, and Tabas, and Kumaz, various jewelry. Later on in the parasha, we learn about the Kior, the end of the parasha, we have the story of the Kior and the Maris HaTzoivos. That's to be found in Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Ches. The women came to give their Maris, came to give their mirrors. What happened over there? Says Rashi, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moyes. He didn't want to accept the donation. Because he said, these mirrors are made for Yetzer Hara. To beautify a body. I'm going to use these mirrors for the Beis HaMikdash. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell him, no, you're wrong. Elu Chavivim Olai Min HaKol. Because they use these mirrors to reprove, and through them the Jewish nation multiplied. In Tshuvas Chavis Yoyer, Simin Kuf Samech Aleph, the question was asked to him. There's a woman who she became ill. And when she was ill, she made a neder that if I will recover, I will donate some dress she has that has on it gold and silver strings. Very, very, very high quality dress, cloth with gold and silver on it. And she's, Baruch Hashem, she recovered and she wants to donate it. But the child is, should she use it to make a me'il for the Sefer Torah, or a covering for the bima, or a covering for the chazan? That's the question is sent to the Chavis Yoyer. What's more preferable? Says the Chavis Yoyer, well, of course, the me'il for the Sefer Torah, it's continuous. It means it's all the time. It wraps. It's dovuk to the kedusha, for sure. It's a more b'schus, more kedusha to be on the meal of the Sefer Torah than on the bima, which not continuous, just a few times a week. But the meal is on the Sefer Torah all the time. That's one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is that maybe she shouldn't use it for them ill, because it's a bizoyon that a beged of chol that used by a person should be them ill for the kodesh. The rise in the Gemara for this idea, it's a bit of a bizoyon. It was used by a human being, should be the mill, should be the beged of the Sefer Torah. So that's on the other side of the coin. So, and if so, we should use it for the bima. We should use it for the chazan. That's a shayla. Says the Chavos Yoyah, I have a raya from our parasha. What should we do with it?
Use it.
For what?
Sefer Torah.
Sefer Torah. Good. Why? How do you know?
The Maris.
Okay. Who says September? We use it very for the bimah. If there's a chisaron, okay, we'll see. He says why? Because he has a shaila. Why is it when it came to the tabas, the nezem, and the tabas and the kumas, which the kumas, by the way, everyone knows what it means in Rashi. It's actually it was something which they wore by the mokum erva. So that Moshe Rabbeinu took in, no questions. No questions asked. He accepted that. When it came to the Marois, all of a sudden Moshe Rabbeinu steps back. He doesn't want it to. He was Moyes. And he had to be commanded by Kadosh Baruch Hu to take it. Makara. Maishno, what's the difference? What do you say? Maishno. Why? So when it came to the Tabas and the Kumas, he took it in. No questions asked. When it comes to the Marois, He hesitated. No.
Good question.
Answer the Chavos Yoyer. The answer must be because all the ornaments he melted down. It's a complete shinui. But the maras he used them as they are. He formed the kiyor using the maras. Didn't melt them down. So we see something that's melted down, total shinui, that for sure you could take. Something that keeps its old surah, that Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid to take. So therefore, says, without if to make the me'il, we're gonna have to cut it to pieces to reform it. Oh, that's a big shinui. So therefore, sure, that's better to use. Mashenkin to use just to cover the bima, it's not a shinui, and therefore it's a better to use it for the me'il. That's his psak, and this is actually brought down in the Mishnah Brura. You can find this Chavos Yoyer brought down in the Mishnah Brura in Kuf Mem Zayin Yud Gimel. The Ramah Paskins in Kuf, in the Ramah Paskins over there, the Shulchan Aruch himself in Kuf Mem Gimel Aleph says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein liknois me'ilim shnishtamish bem hedyot. The Tashmish Dusha, Shulchan Aruch, you cannot use it for Dusha, but the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Mem Zayin Gimel, Yud Gimel brings the Chavos Yoyer, if you shinu tzurason v'osem em dova acher shari, you make a shinui, then it's permitted. That's our Chavos Yoyer. He brings it down. So what's the message to us, Rabbi Yisrael? Okay, very nice. So what's the message to us? I think the message is that if you want to be dovel to the Kedusha, if you want to be dovel to Torah, it has to be a shinui. You can't come with all the Hollywood and all the shtus, and you can't segate nishtazai. You can't stick to the Kedusha with all the shtus. There has to be a shinui. That's the message. If you want to be a shinui, you could be a covering for the chazan. But to be dovel to the Kedusha itself, there has to be a change. Pasuk Lamed and Lamed Aleph, Perek Lamed Hei. Vayomer Moshe el Bnei Yisrael, Ru'u Kora Hashem, B'Shem Betzalel, Ben Uri, Ben Hur, Lamata Yehuda. Look, Hashem has called to Bezalel. We continue. Vayimala Oisai, Hashem has filled him with Ruach Elohim, Berchochma, Bezvuna, Vedaz, Komelocha, Vlachshav Machshavais, Lasuiz Bazov, Bakesev, Vanachoshes. Bachoshes Evin Lamalois, Bachoshes Eis Lasuiz. The question is, what does it mean? Ru'u. What do I have to see? Hashem said, Hashem pointed Bezalel, very nice. What's the ru'u? Look. When Aaron was appointed to be the Kohen Gadol, he didn't say ru'u. What are we supposed to see? What's there to see? Talk to Moshe Feinstein. Moshe. Beautiful bronze. How do you know that Hashem appointed Bezalel? What's there to see? The pasuk tells you. Because you see, as chochma besvuna v'das chol melacha, lachshav machshavos. If a person has capabilities, he has gifts, he has talents, that means Hashem appointed him. What does that mean? Says Rabbi Sosa Lanza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give presents, he gives tasks, he gives missions. There are no presents from Shamayim, there are missions from Shamayim. If a person has a talent, it's not a present. That means you have a mission to do. You have a tafkid to use that talent for toiva, for kedusha. A person has chokhmah. It's not a present. If you have to do whatever you want with it, that means you have a chayus to use the chokhmah for limud haTorah, for teaching. A person has strength. That means it's there for you to use for Ratzon Hashem, to use your koyches. A person has oisher. It's not there for you to spend on nothing. You have to use your money in the correct way. And therefore, what's ru'u? Ru'u, you can see Hashem has chosen himself. How? Because since he has all these talents, that shows that Hashem chose him. Because what are the talents there for? They're there for a purpose. A person has p'hira, that's correct. We have p'hira, we could misuse our talents. But whatever we have is there it's a mission. And Hashem's going to be tovea. What do you do with us? What did you do with what I gave you? We say in Tefillah Zakah, before Yom Kippur, we say, Loi dai shelo kidashti seforai elo timesi oisam. We speak out, oh, I have all my organs, I was supposed to use them for kedusha, I use them for bad. Right? Barasa bi moyach velev bem chusha machshova. Lachshav machshava is toivais. You gave me a mind to use for good thoughts. And what did I do? I used them for bad thoughts. But we see that's a given in Tefillah Zakah, that whatever we have was supposed to be used for a good purpose. Right? And that's life. Life are full of things, opportunities we have, we could use for good or for bad. On the same pasuk where we just been. Vayomer Moshe ben Yisrael, Ru'u, Kor Hashem b'shem Bezalel, Ben Uri, Ben Hur l'mata Yehuda. That's in pasuk Lamed. So Bezalel gets called after his grandfather. In five pasuk down the road, we have in pasuk Lamed Dalet, V'lehoros Nosan Beliboy, Hu ve'Oliyov ben Achisomach l'mata Edon. His partner to the job, to the mission, he's only called after his father, Eliyahu ben Achisamach. Who's his grandfather? Why is it important? Why is over here we're mentioning the grandfather? Why is that relevant? So the Medrash Tanchuma on the spot. Because who was this whore? Who was Hur? Right, Miriam's husband. And he got killed in the Egel. Right, he stood against the heir of Rav, and they killed him, they wiped him out. The first political assassination. He got wiped out. So says the Medrash, Nehuma, Moshel ma davar daimeh. To a group of legionis, legions, who rebelled against the king, and the general came and said, "What are you doing? You're fighting the king. What are you doing?" So they killed him. Asked the king, "Where's my general?" He was told that he got killed. He said, "Well, had the general spent money for me, I would have paid him back. Now he gave up his life. Therefore, all his children will be my princes. My princes are my ministers." Same thing with Hur. "Oh, Hur, you gave your life up for me. Therefore, your children, your descendants they'll be the one to be appointed." And therefore, Bezalel gets appointed in the merit of his grandfather. Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur amata Yehuda. That's what the Pasuk is saying. Ruh, look at this. It's the schus of his grandfather. But there's more depth to this than what meets the eye. It's not just, oh, the grandfather did a good deed, the son gets a schus. They're connected. We'll get back to it in a second. In Medrash Eliyahu Rabbah, it says, who caused Avraham to come to the world? In whose schus did Avraham Avinu come to the world? Era b'schar shel shem. It was in Shem's merit that Avraham came to the world. Why? Sheni snapa abam oishono al arotish sheba'olam. For 400 years, he was prophesizing to the lands. V'lo kiblu imeno. No one listened to him. For 400 years, he was prophesizing, telling them he's going to be punished, and they ignored him. And he said it again and again, and they ignored him. So that schar came out of Avraham. Again, we're seeing a grandfather with his chus comes a grandson. But there's a big depth over here. Let's look at Hur. Hur gave his life up for the Egel. And was he successful? Did he succeed? Was it worth it? No. If we just look at the time of the Egel, it was in vain. Because what was the point of giving up your life? Because it didn't stop the Egel. The Egel continued. He failed. It was worthless what he did, lichora. But Me'ashamayim say no. Because you know what? The Mishkan is there to be metaken for Chet Egel. It's a tikkun for the Egel. Who's going to build the Mishkan? Your grandson. The mysterious nefesh of Hur to stop the Egel gave fruit in the form of his grandson, who's there, and he is metaken the Chet Egel. Likewise with Shem. What was Shem doing? He was trying to help the world and tell them, "You're going to be punished," to bring them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't listen. Shem died. Failed. He failed. But who came out? His son, Avraham. And we know that Avraham was, as look in the, brought down the Rambam, Avraham was mashpia na'amim. So therefore, we see that Ruchnius, the Ruchnius doesn't go to waste. A person may senefesh for Ruchnius, even though he doesn't see the fruits, it seems to be apparent on the face, on the surface level, it seems to be a failure, unsuccessful. It could be that it will come out in a generation's time, two generations' time. The stories that people ask the Chazon Ish, how do you see a Baal Tshuva coming from a kibbutz? How could it be? Chazon Ish says, because it was the tears of his grandmother, it was great grandmother. Those tears don't go to waste. So therefore, there was a great man once said, when we do a mitzvah, and we're successful with the mitzvah, right? We manage to learn. We do. Maybe write write a sefer, they do whatever, get tzedakah. So that mitzvah might not be our mitzvah. Because it could be we are being empowered by some great grandmother we had who cried for her children. Right? So it could be coming out through us. So don't be so proud of yourself. So this great man once said that for us following. The mitzvahs I do perhaps might not be mine, but the avodas are mine. Avodas I do are mine. They're my responsibility. The mitzvahs I do, maybe I'm being helped out by some forefather. But for sure, the avodas I'm responsible for. And so we see from over here how to make the mesirus nefesh we do to teach the children for mitzvah, it doesn't go to waste. Even you might not see the results, but maybe in a generation's time will come, maybe in two generations' time, maybe some other way, the mysterious nefesh will not go to waste. Hashem keeps it. Oh, this week's parasha is a dream of a Rosh Hashiva. He couldn't dream for anything better. Rosh Hashiva comes and says, "I need a donation for my yeshiva." And everyone comes running and they're all giving kesef, zov, nechoshes. I have enough. Can you imagine Rosh Hashiva coming? I have enough. I got enough. Tell them to stop. So what's pshat? What's this? Does it mean that Am Yisrael didn't care about the money? It was easy for them to give away the money? No, because we see in Parashas Tzav, it says over there, Tzav, Rashi brings down, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Beis, in Vayikra, Rashi brings down, Om Rab Shimon, but Yoyser Tzorach HaKosov LeZarez. So Tzav is Losh Zeroes, but Mokim Shesh Bor Chisor and Kiss. Mishkan, you know, giving the Korbanos, is a Chisor and Kiss, you have to be in Zarez then. So we see, don't take it for granted that they just gave, it was easy for them to give away their money. It was hard for them, but they did it, b'simcha. So what's the secret? What made them give their money away so easy? So I saw this in Tiferes Shimshon, I think it was. The pshat is, because they recognized, v'ashroas ha-shechina. Hashem said, v'shochanti b'soichom. They appreciated it. V'shochanti b'soichom, for Hashem said, well, my army said, wow, that's amazing. They're running to give their money. Very nice. What about today? Today, where's our Shechina? We also have a Shechina. Because the Gemara says in Sotah Yudzayin, Ish v'isha, Zochu, Shechina b'neim. A man and wife who live with Shalom, the Shechina is also there. And it's well known that a major factor in many Shalom bias issues, in many strife in marriages, money has a big factor, is a large factor. The husband says, hey, she's overspending. Right. I knew a person, he asked his bank to send an email, he'd get an SMS every time his wife, I wrote a check, he'd get an SMS. What happened just now? Just to give you an update, things are flying, right? So the man says, oh, my wife is overspending. And she feels, my husband's so tight, he strangles me. It's a big factor in Shalom Bayis. So, what do you learn from over here? If you recognize it for Ashuras HaShechina, Ashuras HaShechina is worthwhile spending money. You see, by then, they're willing to spend the money for Ashuras HaShechina. So we should also be willing to spend money on Ashuras HaShechina. Each side should be willing to be easy on the money. Adkan Divrav Pinkus. But I want to add the other side of the coin. So we coming out this checks, green light, write out whatever you want. Three digits, 4, 5, 6 digits. Mashatot, write it out, no problem. Shalas Hashchina. I want to add this other side of the coin. Bi'alocha Tov Kuf Chof Tes. talking about the Shulchan Aruch says, don't be metzamtzem on a tzoras Yom Tov. Yom Tov, don't be tight on your budget. Says the Bi'alocha, but during the rest of the year, the person has to be metzamtzem on his budget, his expenses. Because it says in the Gemara, mezenoisa shel adam k'tuvim lo'im mirosh hashanah. Person's allowance is given to him Rosh Hashanah. Says Rashi, what's enough gemina for us? That don't overspend? Because if you're going to overspend, you'll not be compensated. Says the Mishnah Bura, says Bi'alocha, zetaychocha merubas manenu. That many people transgress this. And they're not careful how to live. For rabbim chalolim mipila. And a person, because of this, comes to Gezel and Chomos and Vecherfa with Klima. So you have to steal and you have to borrow and not pay back. What's the reason behind this, says the Mishnah Berurah? Right? People overspend. What's the reason behind this? Zok the Bi'alocha, I'm reading as Lashon. Vasiba Hagdoya Shebekulam, who are there Anoshim, Shedaton Kalois, Veneroyes Hanoilad. They're Daiton guys, they're not thinking. Ashrei mi sheyametz levavoi, v'lo yashgiach lepituyo. Happy the person won't take any notice of them. V'yinael cheshboinois, b'cheshboin kfi erech harvachosev lo yaiser. Two sides of the coin. One hand we'll be told, spend. Shlom bais. Shechina. But then we're told, be tight, don't do that. Ashrei person doesn't listen. Is this a stira? Is this a contradiction?
No, this is halacha that was Jewish.
So it's a steerer that we go with halacha. Rav Mordechai, what do you say? Do we give the green light or not? Huh?
Sounds like a steerer.
I don't think it's a steer. Both must be true. A person has to know his framework. A person has to live. The standard of living must be within the realm of his income. But within that realm, there must be flexibility. Within his boundaries. Even boundaries, you could go a bit over, a bit under. But it has to be within reason. You can't go wild. That's being irresponsible. That's what Mishnah Berurah means. That you have to put your foot down to go wild and crazy. Can't spend money you don't have. That you end up being a gunner. That you can't do. And if she wants to do that, you got to stop that. But within your boundaries, be flexible. For the strong bias. Don't be so tight. Find the middle path. Shokoyach, thank you very much.